This is the Detroit Sports Podcast Network.
We have thoughts on our new men's basketball coach, Dusty May, and our athletic director next on this week's episode of Michigan Podcast.
But there's going to be one team that's going to play solely as a team. No man is more important than the team. No coach is more important than the team. The team, the team, the team.
Looks deep for Anthony Clark. Waits for it. Yes, caught.
Brady gets terrific. Turns it, get it, touchdown, night again. Schultz just before Frizzell got him, and a leaping interception by Woodson.
Harbaugh back to throw over the middle, caught by Collier at the 5 on his feet, touchdown, Michigan. He's 5'7", 179 pounds, a junior at Michigan. But Jamie Morris packs a wallop, and he delivers for Bo Schembechler.
And here's your first play. Pressure coming. Second, it is Glenn Steele, number 81, who fought his way through the traffic.
Option. And Robinson calls his own number, and he's going to score. Oh, an easy touchdown for Robinson.
We're going to win the championship again because we're going to play as a team. And when we play as a team and the old season is over, you and I know it's going to be Michigan again. Michigan.
Go Blue, I'm Steve Dace. Welcome to this week's episode of Michigan Podcast, and it's an exciting one. The Wolverines have their new men's basketball coach, fresh off taking Florida Atlantic, of all teams, to the Final Four. Dusty May was just named the 18th men's basketball coach in University of Michigan history, replacing Juwan Howard for all the reasons we articulated the last time we talked to you on Michigan Podcast. Let's talk, though, about the hire of Dusty May and why I am excited. I just think, and I know this is going to sound like a cliche, Dusty May is just a ball coach, man. Just loves ball. Jim Rat came up the dirt road. All he knows is coaching basketball. All he wants to do is coach basketball. And I do think that Juwan Howard ran into something that I think a lot of great players do when they try to become coaches in virtually every sport. Sometimes it works out, but a lot of times they have a hard time motivating guys that weren't as great or as motivated as they were. And for the whole slogan of the Juwan Howard era, for competitors only, basically became a troll, a self-own by the end of it as we watch guys loaf up and down the court. Here we have a guy in Dusty May, similar to a John Beilein, coming up through the dirt road, an assistant at Eastern Michigan, an assistant at Florida, his one head coaching job at Florida Atlantic, a program with virtually no basketball tradition whatsoever. He took them to heights they had never, ever seen. He's got ties to this area. And this is a guy that just eats, sleeps, drinks basketball. But not from a perspective of being a great player, but from how to create, find, identify, mold, develop great players. He also, for that reason, that unprecedented success that he had at Florida Atlantic, he was kind of the it coach this year in the offseason, the number one realistic target for a lot of schools. He was rumored to be the Ohio State front runner until they decided to promote the interim after the strong finish the Buckeyes had, even though they still ended up in the NIT. Then it was thought that he is well on his way to Louisville. They were the program that had the superior funding. See that as a bigger salary pool via NIL for recruits. They were in the predominantly basketball league of the ACC. And if we're being honest, Louisville would probably rank ahead of Michigan in terms of basketball tradition and stature as a job. That's probably a top 15 job. Michigan probably a top 20, 25 job. So Louisville was very confident. I mean, most of the national media was acting as if it was a done deal. And then there was still an interview on Saturday evening with John Beilein and Ward Manuel and the University of Michigan. And it's pretty clear from what Dusty has said in interviews I've listened to, this was his wife's preferred choice as well, was to come back home to the Midwest. One of their sons was born at the University of Michigan. They know this area very well. This was the job they wanted. Why? Because of the power of this brand. That's why. Because there's very few collegiate sports brands like it that can emulate it, that even approach it in terms of potency and stature. It opens up virtually every door that any college coach would want to walk through. To suck here, you have to try. Okay. I mean, you have to go out of your way. Lots of things have to go wrong to suck here. That's doesn't mean you can always be great, but to suck requires almost as much effort as greatness does at Michigan. All right. Usually you can just be pretty good by showing up. So when you suck here, you know, like going 8-24, you got to go. We just can't tolerate that on any level. All right. And we didn't. And now we've ended up with Dusty May. And if you watched his press conference, and I'm not a big he won the press conference guy, right? I mean, I always go back to Brady Hoke. This is Michigan, for God's sakes, right? I mean, everybody swooned at that press conference. And, you know, after year one, we weren't exactly swooning at what we saw on the field. But for a guy stepping into Michigan who's not a pre-existing Michigan man, it's very clear at the very least, and this is big when you're coming to Michigan, because this is one of the few blue blood top tier collegiate athletic programs that still truly takes sanctimonious levels of pride in its academic and cultural profile and doesn't want to be known as a football factory or a basketball factory, et cetera. So you've got to know what you're getting into. And if you think you're going to come here and you're going to change that, you're not. And you're going to have to learn how to work in and around that and through that. Sure, there are some boundaries and maybe some things you can push. And Jimmy did that over the years and got away with some things that others couldn't because he's the most decorated quarterback in school history. But by and large, remember, Jim Harbaugh was still the coach that even criticized Michigan academically when he was at Stanford back in the day. So the idea that you have to know what you're getting yourself into. Everybody wants to talk about the players Juwan Howard didn't get. Why are you recruiting players you can't get? A million other players out there. Go get players you can. Don't sit there and pine away wondering, can we get guys eligible or not? I mean, John Beilein never recruited a guy unless he was already eligible, unless he was already qualified. And so you just have to understand what you're dealing with and not waste time on things you cannot change. What we saw Dusty May do at his press conference, embrace those expectations. Say, hey, I think it's an advantage to be at a high-end academic school. I think I want to use that messaging to my advantage. Now, how much of that is true or BS, we don't know, but at the very least, he understands that the expectations of this job are more than just have a renegade roster of kids who are good at basketball. That won't work at Michigan. You'll get all forms of resistance from the administration and alumni. And I say this is a Walmart Wolverine. I just, you know, care about the sports teams, but I get it. This is the largest alumni body in the world. If you're a student and alum at Michigan, you do care about that greater university reputation. And so if you're going to coach here, you have to step into those expectations and the expectations of those perceptions, and you just have to embrace that. The idea that you're going to change it, no, you're not. Nobody's bigger than those expectations. Nobody's bigger than that branding. So learn to win despite that or because of it, but stop complaining about it or think you're going to change it. So right from the jump, Dusty May is letting you know that he understands what it means to be a high-profile head coach at the University of Michigan. And I'm telling you right there, you know, back in the day, used to watch G.I. Joe after school, coming home from Gladiola Elementary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I see you, okay? Or John Ballpark Zoo School, rush home to see G.I. Joe, and they'd always have the PSA at the end, right? How did it end? Now you know. And no one's half the battle. That's literally half the battle coaching at Michigan in a high-profile position. You just have to understand that's the job. That the job is that you're going to uphold the overall branding and integrity and, frankly, sanctimony of the university. You're going to uphold that. You're not going to pierce that veil. You're not going to pop that bubble. That's part of the gig. And we can all sit here on platforms like this. You can sit there in the comments section as a fellow Walmart Wolverine and complain about it. But it is what it is, and it's not going to change. You have to know that going in. What you're getting yourself into going in. And Dusty not only gets that, he's willing to embrace it. And we'll see, at least he claims, he's going to try to use it to his advantage. So I think that's half the battle right there at Michigan. If you can clear that hurdle, then the school and the powers that be kind of give you permission now to go and coach your team, right? But that's how you immerse yourself and ingratiate yourself into the culture at the University of Michigan. And I think Dusty May has passed that initial test with flying colors. Now it's about filling out a roster. And I'll tell you right now, if Michigan can land the three grad transfers from Dusty's old school, we're going to be in the NCAA tournament next year because two of those guys are first team all Big Ten good. But that's a big if. They're going to get plenty of offers, probably several of them from schools. They're going to pay more than us. How much do they really want to follow the old ball coach up north? We're about to find out, but that could go a long way into determining the success level of year one under Dusty May. But I love the hire, and I think it has tremendous potential. Let us know what you think in the comments section. When we come back, I want to talk about Ward Manuel, the man that did the hiring, next. All right, back here on Michigan Podcast. So we talked about the hire itself in Dusty May. Now let's talk about the one who did the hiring, Athletic Director Ward Manuel. And I have been very critical of Ward Manuel within the last year or so. For the record, I don't think he's to blame for Jim Harbaugh leaving. Do I think maybe there are some things you could have done that might have given Jim more cause for pause? Sure, but I mean, Jim Harbaugh was willing to go coach Kirk Cousins before he ever got a chance to coach J.J. McCarthy. I just think in the end, Jimmy wanted to go back to the NFL, especially after he started winning at least a ring at Michigan. And now that he has conquered the ultimate objective and goal of a Michigan football coach, winning a rare, elusive national championship, there's really nowhere to go but down for him. It was the perfect time for him to go. So I don't blame Ward Manuel for Jimmy's loss at all. I do blame him for the basketball search we had for Beilein's replacement. I do blame him for how slow Michigan has been administratively on the NIL front. In fact, I've even heard from people that have been involved in Michigan's NIL efforts tell me that he has now, up until recently, been a stymieing force in that regard. But my biggest criticism overall is, I think, have to ask ourselves this question. For the era that we are about to embark upon, and is largely already here, where it is going to be survival of the fittest now. I mean, these are, at the level that we want to compete in the sports that we care the most about, these are really now, at the very least, semi-pro leagues, if not outright professional leagues. And so do you have that kind of killer? Let me use a movie reference from one of my all-time favorite films, which this week, actually, 52 years ago, is when it was released in theaters, The Godfather. Ward Manuel is Tom Hayden. He's a peacetime conciliar. Keep the five families at peace. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's making money. Everybody's racket is doing well. Soothe some egos. Make the trains run on time. Keep everybody pleased. Just keep the money train going. I'm a caretaker. And hey, you know, the scriptures say to everything there's a time and a season. There is a time and a place for that. But then what happens when the Salazzo brothers tried whacking your old man? Now suddenly Sonny's screaming, I need a wartime conciliary. Yeah, you do. And Michigan needs a wartime conciliary right now. Because these are the shark-infested waters that we are entering into. And there's going to be no more cover such as, well, we couldn't drop bags because of NCAA rules. That's all gone now. Oh, well, you know, we had to... You know, we couldn't do this because of our, you know, reputation and the all that stuff's out of the window now. And so the rules of engagement have changed. Do you have an alpha dog, just a flat out trained killer as athletic director? Because that's what you need for this time and era now. And up until this point, I've not seen any of that in Ward Manuel at all. Now, I will tell you, as of recently, I have seen a couple of signs of optimism here. Cautious optimism. It is very clear Sharon Moore has been given the checkbook to go and buy the best staff that he can. And looking at the salaries that we're paying and the raises we're handing out, money cannons being fired there, which is good. That's a positive. I honestly didn't believe Ward had it in him to fire Juwan Howard, despite the absolute faceplant of this program. That's a proud alum. You hired him. He's coming off a heart attack. A lot of symbiosis there on multiple levels. Didn't think he'd follow through with it, but he did. Give him credit. And then I give him credit for this hire. I mean, Louisville had been sitting there waiting in the weeds with more money to spend than Michigan, presumably, and waiting in the weeds longer than Michigan with an opening, longer than we had one, just waiting for Dusty May's season to end, to the point that a lot of national media were reporting it was basically a done deal. To swoop in there and win this recruiting battle, and yes, I know we got an assist from John Beilein. Nothing wrong with that. If anything, should have been using him more to your advantage when you got an asset like that. Well, I've heard some people say, and people I like and trust, and a lot of them are the same kind of people that you read for content too on various sites. Well, you know, Santa Ono had a lot to do with Ward Manuel's newfound aggression here. And, you know, Ward probably would have brought Juwan back if it wasn't for Ono. Okay, I can buy that. But what you're kind of telling me, though, you know, is that when the jockey applies the whip to the horse, what you're telling me is that the horse is listening, pays attention, kicks it into high gear when he feels the crack of that whip. Nothing wrong with that. I think that's a good result, too. So these are positive developments. And now I'm kind of in a wait and see mode. I would have been even a couple of weeks ago, we absolutely need to have a new athletic director. But given these last few results, money cannon for the football staff, going ahead and firing Juwan, the hiring of Dusty May, and let me also say this too about the hiring of Dusty May. Did you notice there weren't 75 leaks about this Michigan coaching search? It was almost like it was like not just it ended up with the right result, but it was like done professionally, competently. So I don't know. Did Ward maybe have this in him the whole time and just maybe administratively didn't have the freedom to exhibit this level of aggression? Is this Santa Ono, the aggressive new university president, applying the whip and his thoroughbred there horse that he's riding in the athletic department, Ward Manuel, is at least responding to that? Is he feeling the heat because people have come after him and his job, like me? Is it yes to some, a little bit of all of the above? Whatever the case may be, this is more like what the behavior of the University of Michigan's athletic director should be. I even like the way that Ward came after people like me and others when he was asked about our criticisms. They're ridiculous. They're silly. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, dude, I want to see some of that. I want to see some dog. It is kill or be killed now. The collegiality aspect of this thing called college athletics, out the window, brother. All right? So if you ain't first, you're last, Ricky Bobby. That's where we're at. You know? M doesn't stand for mediocrity. At least it shouldn't. So I like to see a little bit of swagger there. Maybe he got his swagger back. Maybe he found it. But this version of Ward Manuel, let's see a lot more of it. This week's Twitter poll results, we asked you, do you approve of Michigan hiring Dusty May as its new men's basketball coach? I would say that overall, the response here has been enthusiastic. 91% approve, only 9% disapprove. Which brings us to our feedback of the week from Spencer for Hire, or at Lou Whitaker fan on Twitter or X. Love me some sweet Lou Whitaker, by the way. We would not be here if Mark Schlissel were still president. Probably would not be national champions in football. This is without a doubt. I mean, can you imagine when Mark canceled the football season because of the sniffle Schlissel would have done with the whole Connor Stallions thing and everything else? I mean, we would have had the football program at the Big House, not just canceling games, but performing, you know, some form of uber woke religious sacrifice, begging the universe for forgiveness. Yeah, I the struggle sessions would have been real and spectacular, comrade. So yeah, I agree. That worked out fortuitously. That's one of the best timed, just ridiculously stupid adulterous affairs in the history of intercollegiate athletics. So thank you for Mark Schlissel for that. So we could go out and get a real president. That has been extremely hopeful, and the timing of it was providential, if not serendipitous. So well said, brother. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Michigan Podcast. Don't forget to like, rate, Subscribe, follow if you're on iTunes listening there, or YouTube if you're watching us here. Leave comments, by the way, as well. Let us know what you think. All those things help us to find more Michigan fans just like you. In between episodes, don't forget to follow us at Michigan Podcast on Twitter, or X as they're calling it these days. And until the next time we see you right here on Michigan Podcast, I'm Steve Dace. Go Blue.